and comprehensive that he should never hunger any more. Suppose him, at a glance, to take in all the features of the world and allay the desire for knowledge. Suppose him to do the like in any province of experience. Would not that man be in a poor way for amusement ever after? One who goes touring on foot with a single volume in his knapsack, reads with circumspection, pausing often to reflect, and often laying the book down to contemplate the landscape or the prince in the inn parlour, for he fears to come to an end of his entertainment and be left companionless on the last stages of his journey. A young fellow recently finished the works of Thomas Carlyle, winding up, if we remember aright, with the 10-note books upon Frederick the Great. "What?" cried the young fellow in consternation. "Is there no more Carlyle? Am I left to the daily papers?" A more celebrated instance is that of Alexander, who wept bitterly because he had no more words to subdue. And when Gibbon had finished The Decline and Fall, he had only a few moments of joy, and it was with a sober melancholy that he parted from his labours. Happily, we all shoot at the moon with ineffectual arrows. Our hopes are set on inaccessible El Dorado, where we come to an end of nothing here.